IBM ending its longtime practice of giving solid, dependable pensions to its loyal workers. The pensions that helped build the American middle class.
There'll be thousands of workers who are going to lose thousands and thousands of dollars of benefits.
The company says it's following, quote, a global strategy to move toward defined contribution retirement plans for both existing employees and new hires. That means freezing pensions and pushing employees into more unpredictable 401ks.
IBM is saying we are foregoing our pension obligations to our workers, and instead we're basically going to tell people that they have to save for themselves.
An IBM employee group that advocates unionizing denounced the benefit cuts. Quote, the next generation of workers will be in worse shape financially than this one. It is obvious that corporations of today do not value the work employees do. Indeed, IBM is the latest to jettison its pension plan. Nearly half of traditional pension plans have disappeared in the last decade. At IBM, 125,000 current retirees will not be affected. 117,000 current employees will. Among the complaints from some IBM workers on a weblog, thanks, IBM. What are the executives sacrificing for the benefit of competitiveness? That pension plan was the carrot that kept us from looking outside of IBM for opportunities. IBM over the next 5 years will see a healthy level of voluntary attrition of experienced and skilled professionals. Pension experts say defined benefits, good for employees, are giving way to defined contributions, good for companies.
There are going to be those employees who do better under the defined contribution plan and those that don't do as well.
He says IBM's new 401k program appears generous, but the burden is now shifting to the American worker. Christine Roman, CNN, New York.